Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting third. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Danny Tartabull. Batting fifth. The DH, Thad Bosley. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bo Jackson. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Steve Balboni. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jamie Quirk. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Angel Salazar. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Rick Anderson. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting second. The second baseman, Ed Romero. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fifth. The DH, Don Baylor. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Dave Henderson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mark Sullivan. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Glenn Hoffman. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Roger Clemens. And now, play ball. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wilson is hit by the pitch. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Sullivan and he is safe. Wilson steals second. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer is called out on strikes. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. White hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wilson moves to third. 2 outs. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tartabull takes first base on ball 4. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bosley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Boggs strikes out. 1 out. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Romero hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bill Buckner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Buckner hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jackson strikes out. 1 out. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Balboni hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Clemens fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Rice hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Tartabull. Rice reaches second base with a double. Don Baylor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Baylor takes first base on ball 4. Dwight Evans batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Evans hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jackson. Evans reaches second base with a double. Rice scores. Baylor moves to third. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Sullivan is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Anderson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals 0. The Royals will come to bat. Angel Salazar is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Salazar hits a line drive towards first. Buckner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Wilson is 0-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Seitzer is 0-1 in the game. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Boggs is 0-1 in the game. Boggs takes first base on ball 4. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Romero is 0-1 in the game. Romero hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jackson. Romero reaches second base with a double. Boggs moves to third. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Buckner is 0-1 in the game. Buckner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boggs scores. Romero scores. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Jim Rice batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Rice is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Buckner moves to second. Steve Farr now pitching. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Baylor is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Baylor is hit by the pitch. Buckner moves to third. Rice moves to second. Dwight Evans batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Evans is 1-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Evans hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jackson throws the ball into White, who tags Evans, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Buckner scores. Rice scores. Baylor moves to third. One out. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Henderson is 0-1 in the game. Henderson strikes out. Two outs. Mark Sullivan is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Sullivan is 0-1 in the game. Sullivan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Royals 0. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of 1-0. White is 0-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Tartabull is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Tartabull strikes out. Two outs. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Bosley is 0-1 in the game. Bosley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Royals nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoffman hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Boggs is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Boggs hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Romero is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Romero hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Romero reaches second base with a double. Hoffman moves to third. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Buckner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hoffman scores. Romero scores. It's 7-0, Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Rice hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Buckner moves to third. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Baylor is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Baylor strikes out. 2 outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Evans is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Evans hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson is called out on strikes. 1 out. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Balboni is 0-for-1 in the game. Balboni hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Quirk is 0-for-1 in the game. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Royals nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Henderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Henderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mark Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Glenn Hoffman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hoffman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hoffman hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Angel Salazar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Salazar is 0-for-1 in the game. Salazar hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Wilson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Seitzer is 0 for 2 in the game. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Romero scoops it up and throws to first, with Clemens covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Royals nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Gumpert now pitching. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Romero is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Romero hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gumpert fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Buckner is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 4 RBIs. Buckner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Rice is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salazar scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Tartabull is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Tartabull hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. White moves to second. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 0 for 2 in the game. Bosley hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Balboni is 0 for 2 in the game. Balboni strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Royals nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, he's been hit by a pitch. Baylor hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Evans is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Evans hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-0, Red Sox. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Mark Sullivan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 3 in the game. Sullivan is called out on strikes. Two outs. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hoffman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Henderson moves to second. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Boggs is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Quirk is 0 for 2 in the game. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Angel Salazar is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Salazar is 0 for 2 in the game. Salazar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Royals nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Romero batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Romero is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 doubles. Romero hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. White reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Buckner is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 4 RBIs. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salazar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Rice hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Don Baylor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Baylor is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Baylor hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Pat Dodson now playing first base. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 0 for 3 in the game. Seitzer hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. White is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tartabull is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tartabull strikes out. Two outs. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bosley is 0 for 3 in the game. Bosley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 8, and Kansas City Royals, 0. Goodbye from Fenway Park in B. Austin.